Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here now with the Midday Interview. I am delighted today to have two wonderful guests in the studio with me. Ray Kennedy, you've heard him on the air before. He directs shows for Opera House Theater Company when he isn't working full-time in New York, directing the entertainment branch of the USO. And he is in town, off and on, to direct Legally Blonde, the musical. His co-director for the show is Jason Aycock. And with him is Erin Sullivan, who many of us know from her wonderful stage roles in Wilmington years ago. She now lives in New York and does a lot of Broadway touring shows, and she is here to star as Elle Woods in Legally Blonde, the musical. So first of all, welcome to you both. Thank you for coming.
Good morning.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk about this show. Now, it opens tomorrow night, and it runs through Sunday this week, 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and then 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Plus, it runs for two more weekends, Friday through Sunday, at Thalian Hall on the main stage. Guys, just kind of tell us the story for those folks that didn't read the book or didn't see the movie with Reese Witherspoon. That's not easy to say. With Reese Witherspoon. Okay.
I'm going to let Elle Woods tell the story since it is her story.
All right. Well, Legally Blonde, it's all about a sorority girl, a California girl, about as blonde hair, blue-eyed as you can get, who lives in this land of pink and positivity and puppies, and absolutely treasures her friend and has been very fortunate to be raised wealthy. She goes to, you know, UCLA with the love of her life. And, you know, she's just one of those girls where her whole life was planned out right in front of her eyes. And unfortunately, her boyfriend, Warner, kind of yanks the carpet out from under her feet, informing her that he is breaking up with her to go to Harvard Law and that Elle doesn't fit his ideal wife. And
oh,
so
my.
Her whole world comes crashing down.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of truly mourning the loss, she decides to go win him back. And in doing so, she completely changes her entire mind and she gets into Harvard because, in fact, despite the blonde hair, she's actually incredibly bright. And she goes to Harvard Law and it's just all about like fitting in and trying to rediscover herself and while trying to win the boy back.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's a whole musical about, like, you know, just don't judge a book by its cover.
Exactly.
And within the whole process of the musical, she's got the support of her best friends, and then new relationships start branching out from Harvard, and then she's got Professor Callahan, who is this really stern, mean professor who, again, like based on how she looks, doesn't think that she's going to, you know, she's useless, and she flips that whole relationship around, and in the end, you know, she doesn't even want Warner anymore because she's discovered a whole new love for herself and has become a better person. It's a very, very fun show. It's got an incredible message. It's pretty entertaining piece.
I love it that it blows that whole blonde bimbo thing right out of the water, because there's Elle, as you said, incredibly blonde and blue-eyed and perky and positive and wears pink all the time and has her little chihuahua in her mm-hmm. purse. You're like, oh my God, what's this
tits
going to be
like?
We all
know that girl. I am that girl.
But, you know, there's that, like you said, she's incredibly bright.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to get into Harvard Law School, much less stay the course.
Exactly.
And she's interesting character.
It's
just perfect for you. I think it's just great for you to be playing this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's definitely a dream role of mine, and it's actually been a show I've been chasing for about 5 years. So it's been a very, very emotional journey for me with this whole process. It's been incredibly exciting.
I'm glad we get to see you do it in Wilmington. Now, Ray Kennedy, you have directed Erin before, worked with her before.
The first time I directed Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, she was in the children's chorus.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. Fun production. I've done it since here again.
Yes.
And it's funny that some of the children that were in the children's chorus were Wynn McMurray, who now is on the Golf Channel. My goddaughter now works in Raleigh. Erin. There's just a lot of young girls, young guys from the children's chorus now that I've watched grow up to have very successful careers.
That's so wonderful. Now, from a director's perspective, Ray, tell us a little bit about the show, because you were telling me about some of its similarities in a great way with another show you recently directed.
Yeah, I directed Hairspray last year, which
was
a lot of fun.
Terrific.
Well, thank you. And Jerry Mitchell was the choreographer for Hairspray. Well, he is the director choreographer for Legally Blonde. And when you originate a musical, the choreographer and the director are very involved in the way the show is put together. Mm-hmm. And the same thing happens with these two shows, is that scene changes happening in front of your eyes in the middle of songs. You may start one song in Harvard Law School. By the time the song ends, you're in Paulette's hair salon, and it's all happened in front of your eyes. Mm. It's very challenging for the director, choreographer, and the set crew and the actors, because there's dancing going on, things are flying, things are leaving, a dog's coming on stage, all at the same time. But hopefully the magic is that the audience is like, wow, how did that happen?
And what's wonderful about that is nobody's sitting in the audience waiting for a long, clunky scene change.
Right.
It's all smooth if all goes well.
Yes, if all goes well.
That's great.
That's it. And that's the way contemporary musicals are done now. Back in the day, the golden age of musicals, Oklahoma, a traveler flew in, a girl walked downstage, a scene change happened. There were long playoffs, all kinds of things. But the way musicals are done today, it's a different sort of writing. I think it's because we're so visual because of MTV and television and movies. We expect more. We do not want to be bored.
Yeah, we're impatient. Right. We just want things to keep moving along, click, 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 like that. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Ray Kennedy, who is directing Legally Blonde, the musical for Opera House Theater Company. It opens tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on the main stage of Thalian Hall. And Erin Sullivan is here as well. She's starring in the show as Elle Woods. Come down from New York to do the show. That's so great. And one of the things I want to spend a moment talking about is some of the other pivotal characters in the play, in the musical. And I want to know what actors are playing the roles. Your fiancé, who becomes not your fiancé when he dumps you, Warner Huntington III. Yes. Now, who plays that role?
Max Korn, and he is absolutely precious. He is very darling and really just about as handsome can get. So for all you ladies out there, he's definitely the eye candy of the musical. Uh-huh. And I don't argue kissing him every night. So
one of my favorite roles is Emmett, who's played by Chris Rickert. One of the best roles I've ever seen him play.
Oh, I'm so proud.
He's really, really
good.
He
just gets better every day.
Every time.
I just love to watch him grow.
And Cindy Colucci has a great role. She's Paulette. She's funny. She's the hairdresser.
She has the hair salon.
Right. She has the big Ireland number. She's really good. Heather Setzler plays Brooke Wyndham, the workout fitness guru. And the top of Act Two, I will tell you, it's incredible. Jason Acock choreographed it. I give him every kudo for that. It's a huge jump rope number. I don't know how they do
it's
it.
Gonna blow
jump
your mind.
Rope
it's
number.
It's incredible.
Like it's a video, because she's a video exercise queen.
God.
She's really, really, really good. And then you'll see people that you've seen before. You've
Jeff
seen
Phillips
people new. Jeff Phillips is Callahan.
Is he doing Callahan?
Yeah.
Dr. Callahan. Ooh, he gets to play a nasty for a change.
Yes. And the Delta News. There's non-sorority girls. So good. I said this last year when I did Hairspray. There's this whole group of 14, 15, 16, 17, 18-year-olds that have come out of Judy Greenhut's musical theater class, Lynn Raley at SATA. They are so trained. As a choreographer, you can think it and they can do it. You're just really lucky when that youth group shows up for a dance rehearsal, because they want to do it two more times. They want it to be harder. They want it to be... They just want it to be perfect.
Their energy is contagious. And now that I'm not 15 years old anymore, I'm always like, yes, thank you. I love it. They're incredible.
And Jason Acock has been a dream, because I couldn't do this if I didn't have a co-director. And he has done a lot of the choreography with me. Mm-hmm. And he has run rehearsals when I've been in New York. And he has been a vital element in the success of the show.
I'm sure.
So, just a great talent and very creative.
You basically have to fly back and forth a lot during the rehearsal period. You're here on the weekends pretty much. And then
U.S. Airways is my friend.
It's good. You must have some racked up quite a few frequent flyer miles by
exactly.
now, Ray. That's great. And then I understand that the Delta News, your sorority sisters, kind of form a Greek chorus, if you will, and they come in and out of the show and support you and sing for you. And
yeah, they kind of help. I feel like the Delta News help push the plot along a little bit. They are the kind of driving force behind getting the momentum going a lot, because it's a lot of, I have a tons of scene work, and whenever Elle starts hitting her lowest low, that you have nine of the most fantastically costumed gorgeous girls pop out of nowhere, and it really then just pops the scene to a new level. It's fantastic.
I
really
bet
great.
You're on stage a lot.
I don't stop.
She never really.
Never really leaves
the only
the
other
stage.
Role I can think like this. It's even on stage more than Guido Contini and Nine. He did leave every now and then, but she never does. And when she does, she's changing clothes.
Yeah, I literally, most of my costume changes are, what, between like 20 seconds and about 2 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's been the hardest for me. Like, I maybe get a chance to have like a sip of water three times.
The other character of the show is Selena Harvey, her dresser.
Yeah, and she is a gift from God.
Oh, you
God.
Have to have a good dresser. Isn't that great?
She's amazing.
Needs to be somebody that not only is fast, but calm.
Yep.
You know, can make it happen and not get you all frazzled.
I was
backstage.
So terrified the first time I tried costuming, and I was like, in so much shock, I was actually making it.
Yeah.
So I'm
you have
so
to track her purse. It's like another character.
Yeah. I bet it is.
Because Elle always had that.
Yep.
And the often dog the purse comes has out your dog
it.
In
yeah.
it. Right.
Yeah.
And it is your own chihuahua.
It is. And he, unfortunately, is not purse weight. He's very girthy. He's at a standard chihuahua.
He's a well-fed.
Plump size of 12 pounds.
Oh, my.
So Bitsy, his name is Bitsy Bojangles. He does play Bruiser. And he does make a little couple cameos in the musical. He's pretty cute.
And is he okay with the audience? Do you know yet?
Well, we'll find out tonight.
Yes. And we have another dog, too.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
The dog that Paulette gets back from Dewey.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're very busy backstage, Jamila.
Oh, I am so delighted for you. Break a leg.
Thank you.
Great opening night tomorrow night. The show runs Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 3 on the main stage of Thalian Hall. Then it runs for two more weekends after that, just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, again at 8 and 8 and 3. You can get your tickets by calling 632-2285 or go to thalianhall.org or just pop by the box office at 3rd and Chestnut. Thank you both
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank you.
This is WHQR.